Me and Oitato, let's pray together. God, we want to affirm this morning how good you are, how beautiful you are, and the way that you we have seen yourself fully revealed in your Son Jesus. The way that Jesus went about his life in loving and lifting each and every person. You are so good. And as we have come and are sharing this time together, as our eyes and our hearts are drawn to you and to who you are, we ask that you would speak to us again, Holy Spirit. That you would lead us on in this, in life and in the following of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I just want to add my welcome to Leanne's, especially, after this week and all the new things that have been about this week and new back to school and all of that. That's really cool. Highs and lows of the week. I think that's a really great. I really enjoy thinking about that. I've had, with the support of friends recently, not necessarily this week, but including this week, I've recently faced a fear of mine on my mountain bike. and I faced that fear again yesterday, and it's becoming less of a fear as I face that, and it's going on a jump on my bike across a gap that I was sure for 11 years that I would never ever do, and I had zero interest in ever doing it as well, despite significant peer pressure. But things change, so I've done this 6 times now. So Tim took a little video of this a couple of weeks ago. That's Lance Pulbrow. Here comes James. And then me, waiting to pull myself together to give it a go. Waiting. It's going to be quality. It's not quality. Hey! So that's been a highlight for me, because it's like, you know, like those things that we're really scared of, and it's like, oh, I don't know if I can do that, I'm 43, I'm going to break if I do something wrong. Not actually interested in trying to prove myself in that sort of way, but I did it, and I'm really stoked about that. So that's been a highlight for me this week. But it's easier, isn't it, to, and it's more comfortable, isn't it, to focus on the highs, isn't it, the good things in life. You know, I have started with a high, haven't I? I haven't told you about all the hard things that have been going on, and each of us shared something of, well, not each of us, but the people who shared, you know, shared something that was really positive and good. Because for some, it can feel a little unfaithful, can't it, to speak of the challenges in life, just in case we seem a little less spiritual or a little more human. But that's not what we're about as a church, is it? Because being real is important. God is big enough to handle that. And we can listen to each other well without having to solve problems as well, can't we? So being real is really good, I think. In fact, all through the Bible, there are story after story where people are wrestling with the lows in life as they're figuring out who God is and what God is like. People often turn to God, calling out, saying, "What is wrong?" and asking for help to make that situation right. And I think this is a really helpful way of building and nurturing resiliency as well. Saying how things really are and not getting stuck, but doing something about it. And this is lament. Do you pop that next one up, Tim? Oh, yeah, sweet. Cool. Yep, thanks. Prayers of lament. arise in us when we sit and speak out to God and one another, when we are stunned or sad and silenced by the tragedy and absurdity of human events. And this is healthy to do, to allow ourselves to feel what we really need to feel, to give expression to what is happening, what's going on in the world and what's going on in our lives, to reflect on and express something of the pain in the world and the pain of being human. So, I'm wondering, did you know, this was new to me, that one third of the Psalms in the Bible, out of 150, are Psalms of lament. So it's tempting to think that lamenting to God makes us appear weak and helpless and vulnerable, or that we're showing a lack of faith. And so we can too quickly turn to solely praise or thanksgiving type prayers, thanking type prayers. But Jesus taught us that weeping, the real low stuff in life, is a blessed state. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. In Psalms of Lament, we see a common pattern. They begin with the turning to God with a complaint that things are not as they should be. What follows is a request, asking, God, do something, rescue me, heal me, restore, show mercy, bring peace. And laments end with an expression of trust. Laments end with the reminder that God is at work setting things right, even though they seem so slow. Laments turn towards a reminder that God is present, God cares, and God is at work and making all things new. So I'm going to read out another psalm, Psalm 22. And we here in this first section of the psalm, we see this pattern, which is repeated like 100 times. Is that right? Two-thirds? That's what I said, eh? Two-thirds of the Psalms. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted, they trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued, and you they trusted and were not put to shame. And so we see this pattern through the Psalms. So just like for the writers of the Bible, we can too voice our complaints and share our requests and express something of trust in God, who is always waiting to hear. For God is always present, always listening, always active. And God can handle, fortunately, our anger, our fear, our loneliness, our hurt, our confusion. So I'm going to share a number of topics that I think are pretty close to many of our hearts and minds. And I'm going to share them and then pray. And then maybe there's something within that that you might like to take into what Leanne has prepared for later in the service. Okay? So firstly, I want to acknowledge what has been for us as a church with our process leading to our decision last Sunday to fully welcome and support marriage for any two adults, regardless of sexual orientation or gender. So personally, I have a heap of gratitude and a good dose of being very encouraged and impressed by the significant commitment and courage of so many of us to engage well with this topic. I'm so glad to be part of this wonderful family. And in the midst of this, there is also the opportunity to lament. Lament the way the church around the world has responded to the rainbow community. There is so much to grieve here. And for us, we can pray that we would continue to be open to God leading us to grow as a place of shelter. I guess a second topic that we can be taking to God in prayerful lament are the difficult situations that people we love find themselves in, and indeed that we find ourselves in. I think of Lynn and Tiffany and the rest of the Broderick family with the death of Lynn's hugely loved sister-in-law Jan on Friday. Jan is Wayne's sister, for those who might know that connection. Lynn is leading the funeral on Thursday. That's a really big deal. I think of Andrew Bolin, and you know that many of us know and love, and his ongoing treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's going well, and he sends his love and greetings to the church. But I think of people who are facing health and other significant challenges. Who do you know whose current reality, who has a current reality that you'd like to bring to God with all the range of emotions that that entails? A third topic we can briefly lament is the fighting and the hatred and the harshness and the significant loss of Palestinian and Israeli life in yet another war. Then there's Ukraine and Russia, isn't there? And Myanmar. And closer to home here in Aotearoa, our elections yesterday. Some things are not as they could or have been in our country. Yeah, things aren't as, you know, we would like them to have been in our country. And there's a lot of unknown ahead. So prayer for our politicians and prayer for our country. So before Leanne invites us to engage in some space to connect with God and the world and ourselves, let's pray together. God, here we are. And when we consider all that has been mentioned, it can feel, at least to me, really quite overwhelming. There is so much pain and suffering. Words and attitudes have hurt. Hunger for power hurts. Death and dying are so close to us. There is much sorrow. Please give us the gift of tears that moves us beyond sadness into compassion. Inspire and empower us not only to cry about others but also to weep with them. God, please teach us to lament so that we do more than regret our circumstances, that we might resolve to cooperate with you to change things. And God, please help us to hope. We know you as the God who is for the underdog, who strengthens those who are struggling. Do that, please. You are the God who has been there in the past, who is making good in the now, and who is bringing all things together for good in the future. God, we remember that you have spoken to us. We have experienced something of your love and your life. You have led us so far. We know something, at least, of your goodness. We believe and trust that you care and that you are at work bringing conviction and change of behavior and peace and love and hope. And so we commit ourselves again to your goodness and your ways. Amen.